Lamed Hey Pesach continued. The Rosh Hashiva continued Zion Adar Aleph Hey Tov Shem Mem Vav February 16, 1986 on Sunday. Continued.
Now I'm going to wake you. Now, don't scream, because if you offer any resistance, I'll kill you. So the desire to scream at the expense of losing the life. So in other words, these rishonim, and then the Gemara is the kashe to the Yishuv Nishon. So according to the pshat, it follows from that Gemara that Naram Rosso is not mechuyevis to give up her life, because she's best kashe. But other rishonim from the Betzis explain it differently. When the Gemara says, "Yikit snuyis the masna chayelik tole," there are certain snuyis when they saw that the Hegman was coming to their house, so they killed themselves, they committed suicide, in order to preclude the possibility of the Hegman and the Roshe raping them. The Hegman, the Roshe, I mean, what, you know, many years ago, when the Nazis occupied Poland, you know, I mean the story, I mean, it's well known. So the Nazi officers came into the Yaakov Seminary, you know, the Talmidim of Soros and Ira, and wanted to force them into prostitution. You know. So before they came in and they saw they are coming in, so they all committed suicide. Those that were there. Some of them were able to escape. So they killed themselves. That one is not the same. That's one question. Why do they explain that way? Why can't they explain it their regular way? When the headman tried to rape them, so the headman said to them, if you scream, if you resist me, then I'll kill you. Because in such a case, the Gemara wouldn't say the leaders will be inside, because then they are mechuyev. They are mechuyev to the head. But they are only mechuyev to let themselves be killed by the arms. They are not mechuyev to kill themselves. That they are certainly not mechuyev. Even though the Gemara indeed mentions in Zochim, the Agadite, that the time of the Chorban, so there were Dalet Meis, Ilodim, the Ilodis, young boys and young girls. So they saw that the Roman captors wanted to abuse them. I mean, the girls in snus and rape, and the boys in homosexual rape. So then he wanted to know whether they are allowed to jump into the sea. So then a bas of the Morin and Zochim proclaimed that they have a chilek al mabot, that's the mokia, that mi'abit hatzma le das is in a chilek al mabot. I mean, it's smarter than pumit b'inshi. Where is the mokia? The mokia is in that Morin and Zochim. Because why did they ask each other whether they have a chilek al mabot? Why shouldn't they have a chilek al mabot? Because they wanted to commit suicide. So then the Basco said that Mibosha Moshe, so in other words, they had a Chelchanabo, so they committed suicide in order to preclude the rape. So that was, of course, an act of tzitkes of the Mirz Chassides, of unusual heroic Chassides, and Mr. Snevesh, but certainly one is not required to do that. So this is, so some of the shaman in Shmukopetzes explain that the kidney digits nui and Shmukopetzes nui is the master of childhood tole, that they committed suicide when they saw that Hegman is coming. So in order to preclude the possibility of being raped by the Hegman, so they killed themselves, they committed suicide. So the rest, at least in Shore at all, why did they do that? That they are certainly not mechuyev. because they thought there would be a sole balem, so they decided to commit suicide. So Moya said the Mishnah Ishara. So then it was the proper thing for the Chachomim to tell them, to inform them that there will not be a sole balem. So why should they do something that they are not mechuyev to do, but to let themselves be killed that they are mechuyev, according to these. So Rabbi Hananiah will agree with that pshat in the Gemara of the Maschan Achayelik Tolem means that they committed suicide when they felt that the headman is coming. Alright. Now, let me taste it again. After Ramosha, you heard about Yahweh here, so it tastes this Gary. You heard about Yahweh, not you heard about Yahweh. Pirish Haber, aber hiti boi oi loi te oi, di kakeilo mi iti yoi pirish leo meire, o berich ksuv es name polo du ish udi in shore, vi rie in mea di shape gassin un te orei, di hoti maashman ben se o meire o berich ksuv es, de in e shore hain heiche shi kakeilo m, vi riob de maise, aber asis maise ki gen shein alo, she tobi oi avu alo te orei, vau te ase maise, אם הוא רציח אלפין הוא רציח לא מחייב ונמצא נפשי אלו כשאין עלי להר ביודיים אבל אם אין עלי הנחלית רק עצמו חלטינית אוי תאוי כאילו חייב ומצירה עצמי כאילו התוכה בירי דעד הרבי כלומר מי חוזז די דומד לחברה סומק דווי דומד דומד לידי סומק דווי So what does this say that we can be gay race? Teorim al-Tavir. But Thesis agrees with the Shite that when the woman is passive, then she is not the Choyeres to be Mishanabashas. But when is a Teorim al-Tavir, when the Anos forces her to bring, to force the man upon herself, then she is not passive, then it's the oil of Tave. But when the Anos forces her to let herself be raped by him, then she's not mechuyeves to give up her life. And why not? Because Kakeo. But why not after all? V'nichrisu anifoshis oisis. So when she's not forced, so then she's as guilty as the man. So why shouldn't she be forced? So the Gemara in Rokama says, "Rachmone achsher leira anoye kimaise im v'nichrisu anifoshes." Gemara in Rokama in Perek Amniach. So v'nichrisu, I think it's that one. Amazing. V'nichrisu anifoshes oiseis. The answer is because how do we know that Arayas is your Yaver? Eyal fuse from Ritzeach, and so. So by Arayas it's Yoiv or Yaveir under the same circumstances as when Ritzicha is Yoiv or Yaveir. When is it by Ritzicha Yoiv or Yaveir if the Anos tells the Jew, you kill that person? The Anos tells Ruvein, you kill Shimon. And if you don't kill Shimon, we'll kill you. So then he does a maizeh. But suppose the Anos tells Ruvein, you see here there is a baby. So, we are going to pick you up and we'll throw you on the baby. You won't do anything. You will just let us be, you will let yourself be used as a stuff. I mean, find the baby, don't do anything. You be completely passive. Be completely passive. You relax. Don't do anything. You don't have to help me. We'll carry you and we'll throw you on the baby to kill the baby. And you don't do anything. And if you try to stop us, then we'll kill you immediately. So Tesis says, in such a case, he's not mechuyev to fight them back, because he doesn't do anything. Because he has seen he's inactive. So, melee, we can say the Maichosi is in the opposite direction. Why? Who says that a baby's blood is redder than my blood? Maybe my blood is just as red as the baby's blood. So what? So if they ask me to kill the baby, then since the nefesh, the life of the baby, is as precious as my life, so I'm not allowed, I have no right, you know, to do an act whereby the baby will be killed, because the life of the baby is as precious as my life. But they don't demand of me that I kill the baby. They want to throw me upon the baby. They are the Rishoyim. They are the Rishoyim. And all they want of me is that I should remain passive. So why shouldn't I allow myself to remain passive? Who says that the life of the baby is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is as precious as the baby's life. So maybe I have to be Ishaval Taise. So I am Ishaval Taise. So in such a case, where the Ritzeach doesn't do it, I say, it's not your Moyaver. So by Naram Rosso, that is reduced from Ritzeach. If he doesn't do it, I say, it's not your Moyaver. Umil Yidei, mainly Hanach, Ritkea Yisro Be'avo, Yorek Moyaver. To the Motel Mena Leavid Nemaise, the Hidden Shetaki Mese. In Kishor Ridas, Kidamunam Berishaboa Livente, Umashe Miskashe Umaise. So even if they say, we'll put you on the Naram Rosso, so he still has to give up his life. Because if he knows that he will not be able to control himself, not to be Miskashe, some melee that means that he'll be doing the Maise Biodai. He will not be Ishaval Taise. So Neli is Mechuyev to do Misa Nefesh. The first Rav Chaim, Chiddush Rav Chaim, is on that Inyan. Now, Teisves, and many Rishenim agree with Teisves, and they say that by Naram Rosso, Naram Rosso, if the Naram Rosso is passive, so then there is no din of Yor Boyav. Because Karkaelum. So but why do we say that by Karkaelum there is no din of Yor Boyav by Agil Arayas? Because the whole reason as to why Arayas is Yor Boyav is because of the Yarfuse Baritzeach. And by the Tzeach, when he is passive, then there is no Yor Boyav. Because then we can apply the svara of my chosis in the other way. Who says that a baby's life is more precious than mine? Maybe mine is just as precious as the baby's life. So mele by gilarayes, that is deduced from the tzircha, it's also the same. From the Rosh Narambam, it's mashma that even the nivellus is in chuyeves to be misanevish. In other words, that the Rambam agrees with the Gilse and the Shita of Rabbi Nachmanah, Afnaram Rosso, Tihoi Maltavir, and not that in the case where they force her to bring over the veil upon her, but even when they force her to be passive. Aloha already said by Shora Beres, if the Amos forces they do, so it's Yabu Valiyah because of the high demolition. Then Aloha Beres says, Medva Mamurim Bishom Mitzvez, Chutma Bishom Vigla Rai, Zishuk Zomi, Abu Sholish Haberes Seilu, in Yema Leyabe Alachas Menu, it already. יהורג בל יעבר במה דברים אמורים בזמן שמתחובים נסחבים לנו את עצמי כי אין שם עושה עושה אבל שורש עבר סיילו אם ימלא עדיין And he doesn't say, "Bamedno amurim kishon sois abeir es uish, avoloi kishon sois eisha." So the mashmoyis and loshmoyis, beni gabriish and beni gabriish. So there is no heter of karkeilon by a rais. So the kashi is, but the whole reason is why. By Arias, it's Yogo Yavir, Yalfuse from Ritzeach, and by Ritzeach, in the case of being passive, there is no Yogo Yavir, in the case of teenage, some Mele by Arias does, what the cases do that trial of the, what the Rambam do that trial of this. So Rav Chaim says at the beginning a very simple thing. Says, we cannot, true, we learn out Arayis from Ritzia. But by Arayis, by Ritzia, so if the Akum picks up the Jew, and he wants to throw the Jew upon the teenage, so who is Ritzeach? The Yisrael is Ritzeach. Yisrael is only a stone. So she doesn't commit any act of Ritzeach. The Akum, who uses the Yisrael as a stone, is the Ritzeach. So maybe it's not the Olga Yaver, because Ritzeach is the Olga Yaver. But here, he's only a stone. There's no Ritzeche. But by Arayis, the Torah says, V'nichvisu anifoshe shoei says. So the same Avera that is committed by the Baal, who is active, is committed by the Niveles, who is passive. So Mele, how can we learn out, Arayis from Ritzeche? In other words, true. Ritzeche, Arayis is Yorba Yaver under the same circumstances, or Ritzicha is Yorba Yaver. But by Ritzicha, the reason as to why it's not Yorba Yaver is because there is no Ritzicha in that case. That's why it's not Yorba Yaver. So, but by Arayis, the reason is Arayis, even though she's passive. So the Tzikashi against this. So then Rav Chaim says, Teisves doesn't mean that case where the Akum, no one has here the Chiddush Yom HaChaim. Okay, it's not necessary. It's the first piece in Chiddush Yom HaChaim. Teisves doesn't mean that case where the Akum wants to pick up a Jew and throw him upon the Jew. Teisves mentions that, but Tesis means a case where there is Ritzicha, but the Yisrael doesn't do it much. Suppose we can visualize a case where there is Ritzicha, but the Ritzeach doesn't do any much. So then there won't be a din of Yorba Yaver, because we can apply this for it. Of my choses in that direction. So Mele by Arayis too, even though the reason Avere of Arayis by the Nivelles, but where she doesn't do any Maise, she's not Mechayevet in Misa Nefesh herself. Because the same Aloha would apply to Ritzicha. If we could visualize a case where a person does a Misa Ritzicha, a Misa Ritzicha without a Maise. That's all. It's a slight echad, because if Tesis means this, so Tesis should have mentioned. But why does Tesis mention the example of the Akum telling the Jew he wants to pick him up and throw him upon the car? Then Rav Chaim raises another question. How is the Allah? Suppose we visualize a case where a person is either the Nisa Ritzicha, passive, Is there a din of Yor Goliave or there is no din of Yor Goliave? I mean, I think that this time is very difficult. Very difficult, I think so. So he raises a question. What's the pshat in my chassis? Right is small, but what's the pshat in my chassis? What does my chassis imply? Of course, my chassis implies that the blood, that the nefesh of the other fellow is as precious as my nefesh. Shkulis, that my nefesh and the other fellows, the would-be victim nefesh, are equal. So what? So one way of explaining it is, since the mifoshes are shkulis, so mele is a mitzvah is not mitzvah, because the mifoshes are shkulis. So why should it be mitzvah? Why should the life of my life bideiche is a mitzvah, but the other fellow's nefesh is as important as my nefesh? Or the pshat could be something else. Inasmuch as my nefesh and the other fellow's nefesh are equal, some mele, there is a stir. So whenever there is a stir, what should be done? Sometimes a person is faced with a dilemma. A stir. What should he do? Suppose a person has to be a Aveira, one of two Aveiras. He can't avoid it. Which Aveira should be Aveira? So, there is Aloche, Hakalakal Tchil. In other words, if there is, let's say, somebody is a Chilish Yesh B'Sakone, and he has to eat treif, but he can eat, the doctor says, he can eat treif and meat, but he can eat the soup of treif and meat. Even though Tam Tichah is the Raisa, but it's not as humble as eating treif itself. So Mele, the Aloche is, if he can save his life by eating the reitev, the soup of the Mele of the treif, so he should eat the reitev. But suppose both Yisurim are of equal magnitude, which Aveira should be there? So then the Aloche is, suppose one Aveira is become Basa, and the other Aveira is Bishamal Taitse, so he has to be Shamal Taitse. He has to be Shevi Al Taitse. Let's say, I'll mention it is. Now, the Aloche is, Nizba Levatel Es HaMitzvah is a Shveshov. Nizba Levatel Es HaMitzvah is a Shveshov. But the Shve is not Chav. But there are certain situations where the Shve is Ischal, Levatel Es HaMitzvah. The Shve Ischal. Let's say the Rambam says, if somebody took a Shve, that they need a Chotzik as Eisen Vele, so then the Shve Ischal. The Shvi is Chal, because it's not the first of it. Or suppose I'll be Kalel, so then the Shvi is Chal. Now suppose someone took a Shvi is Chal. Because it's not a Nisan for it, or even though the Ramon Paschus like the Bechan and the Chotis Shio or something, but it's the Alphysim from Kuchelet. So it's not Isan for Ibateo, so it's not Ishwe Shof, so Ishwe is. Now suppose someone took Ishwe Sheikh of Chotzika Zayas, the Ishwe is. If he doesn't eat the Chotzika Zayas, he would behave here a lot the right thing. According to the Rambam, of the Yachud Vorei, and he sees Mura Shemila Shoker, both. And that's it. Terrible Abbeh, Ishwe Shoker. And in Hoilom is Gaza, when the Lucisa Shekhala Shov was proclaimed, and the Gemara in Yume says that Chmura is Chrisis Mrs. Besden and Lucisa, and Kale is Esed Lucisa. So we see, so even though he doesn't have chorus in his best Mamish Rishamayim, he still can have so the Nisa of Shva Sheker is a homo. Is a homo Shebech Muretz. The Nisa of Chotishio, it's not the Nisa of Chotishio, but they all know it, I say, is relatively calm as against vis-a-vis the Nisa of Receiver from Hashem. Still, many Achim say, and it's Mistaba like that, it's Mistaba, Tzidav Apost like that, that even according to the Rambam, that when somebody takes his shvuah to eat a chotzik alayis and veles, since the Isa of chotzik shio is not an Isa of chotzik shio, so in vele, it is how, so maybe it is how, but when he takes the shvuah, and he comes to Bezin, he says, Shai, what should I do? I should be the Chotzik Elayis Nevele. So Bezin will tell him, you go to a Chochem or to Dino Egentes and get a Torah. So then he'll be Mater the Shvue, so he will not have to be there on the Issa of Shvue Shekhar and Maria Chodra. But suppose it is a situation, he can't get a Torah, either because in the city there is no Chochem or Gimlegeges. Or suppose he took the Shvui al Das Rabin and then has no Atore. For some reason he can't get it. Even to ask him. So what should he do? He comes to Bezna. I can't get Atore. Impossible to get Atore. But, so there are two alternatives. Either he'll eat the Chotzik HaZayitz. So then he will not be either the love of the Sisa, the Shiva and Shimakech Lashova, the Sivu Shimakech Lashoka, he will not be there. The Sivu Shimakech Lashoka, that's the law. It's much for Shabi. So, but that's homo, like Shov. Shimakech is as homo as Shiva Shov. So, or the other way is not in the Chutzkaz Eis Meir. So then he'll be there, the Yisrael. Of the Sizbu Bishnu Ashoka. Now, which is more, the Yisra of Kol Chile, of Chotishio, or the Yisra of the Yachud Vore in the Sizbu Meshek? Of course, the Yisra of the Sizbu Bishnu Ashoka, which is like the Sizbu Shemotech Lashok, is Chmuretz, and the Yisra of Chotishio is certainly Kalas. It may be a race, he said, that but he always counts. Al Haskalon the Hamo, Chotishio, that is just in Roshe of Kohele, he certainly counts. Now, so according to the principle of Akala Kalkhilo, he should be told to eat, I mean, sorry, not to eat the not to eat. So according to the principle of Kalakal Tfilo, so he should be told to eat the Chotzikas Eisenbeere. So then he'll avoid the Yisachomu of Lissi's Luz Mirashokha. Still, many Achim say that Bezin has to tell him, you have no right, you have no heter to eat the Chotzikas Eisenbeere. But you can get a Torah, so it's your fault, it's too bad, but you'll have to be there, the Yisra of the Sizbu Bishnu Ashoka. Because if he eats a Chotzikas Eisenbeere, then he's doing an Avera Bikum Vasei. If he doesn't eat the Chotzikas Eisenbeere, so you'll be there and it's a homo, but only Sheva Taisi. So whenever a person is faced by a dilemma between doing an Avera Mishev Al Taisi that is an Isa Chomo or become Vasei an Isa Kao, so then he has to be Shev Al Taisi and behave as Isa Chomo Mishev Al Taisi rather than to behave as an Isa Kao become Vasei. So that, I mean, it's his story. In other words, if you have a conflict, there is a stirrup. between two alternatives. So we don't say hakala kalkil. That's only if both are bikunasi, or both are vishabaltaisi, then we say hakala kalkil. But if one bikunasi and one vishabaltaisi, even though vishabaltaisi is chmurish gechmurish, and bikunasi is kal, so then he has to be vishabaltaisi and behave the isa of chomo, rather than to behave an isa kal bikunasi. So mele, the other pshat in my chosis could be not that since both in chosis are equal, some male vishal is not true, but since both in chosis are equal, so there is tirah. So there is tirah. If there is tirah, my life is as important as the baby's life, and the baby's life is as important as my life. What can I do? I should be a shabbat. I should be a shevel. So then, gets Yechtzirah in the race by Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim mentions a very strange line, that the pshat in my chosis is not that since both souls are equally precious, so melody is a ritziche, is not mitche. But the pshat is, since both souls are equally precious, so there is a stira, so he has to be a shalom. So he has to be a shalom. How do you mention the Rai? The Rai is very strange. And the Rai is from the Gemara in Zeneshach, I think it's that I know it from the Mitzvah. Shnayim shoyim halkim derech, uviyadechon hem kikin shalmayim. Suppose two individuals are in the desert, and one has a cup of water with him, available for him. Im sheisim shneyem, if both bring the water, shneyem is. Vimechot sheise, so buchai. So doras bim ture mutef shinishtu shneyem, val yireachot misosi shalcha beirahim. So the Ketura said in such a case, so let's say Reuben and Shimon are both in the desert, and Reuben has a bottle of water to satisfy his thirst. If he drinks the whole bottle of water, so then he'll save his life. He'll be able to survive until he reaches, you know, civilization, and then he'll be able to. But suppose Reuben drinks half of the bottle and he gives the other half of the bottle to Shimon to drink, so then both of them will die. So the Ketura said, let them both drink and both die. So the Ketura said, of course we pass for like a magic. Why? Because there is a special psychosis of the Chayach Chayimach. Otherwise, Rabbi Kiddo would say like Ben Ketura. Rabbi Kiddo would say like Ben Ketura. That Mutev Shivish to Shneyen Val Yireachot Benisos Shachavir. So the question arises. What they say? Shachdom is Yor Bodhavir. But here, Reuben has a bottle of water. He has a bottle of water, not Shimon. He doesn't have to grab it. If Shimon had a bottle of water and Reuben would grab it from him, then it would be a gromer of chesir. But Reuben has a bottle of water. So if he drinks it and doesn't give Shimon to drink, so is he either a misericire? Even if his life hadn't been sacrificed, suppose he's not thirsty. He's not thirsty, his life is not in danger. Only Shimon's life is in danger. And but Reuben has a bottle of water and he says, I'm not giving it to you. He'll die or not? Will Reuben be a Ritzeach? No. He'll be able to receive the Gamreach. But he will not be able to see it, so even without Torah being Zakon. So Mehechatei said us, the Gedura say, is Mechuyev to be Misnefesh himself. And Rav Akiva would agree with them to it, except that he has a Drosha of the Chayach Echimoch. But without Drosha of the Chayach Echimoch, Rav Akiva would say like them to it, that he's Mechuyev to be Misnefesh himself, in order not to see Misnefesh Chaberet. But to see Misnefesh Chaberet is a meaning of Lissandro Dam Reacho, not of Lissirzo. So we see that the Pshat in Echosis is not only that since both souls are equally precious, some melee Pikach Nefesh is not there for Yisrael Tzicha. Here, there is no Yisrael Tzicha, not Tzole, and still the Torah says Pikach Nefesh is not there. And Rabbi Akiva says because of his special Tzorzakos, otherwise he would agree with the Torah. So it's a riot that the Pshat in my Chosis is that since there is a stira between this Pikach, Ruben's Pikach Nefesh, and Chinas Pikach Nefesh, so maybe he has to be Shaval Taise. So the Torah holds, he has to be Shaval Taise not only in respect of Tziche, even in respect of Atzor. So the Melee, so the Kashi is, there is no Kashi against the Rambam. The Kashi against the Rambam was, after all, the whole Aloche of Yodva Yavya Vayaraya is, the whole Aloche of Yodva Yavya Vayaraya is, he based upon the fact, because it's who Kashi Ritzicha, and by Tzicha in the case of Tineik, or in any case that we visualize, where there is Ritzicha, and, but, without the Maise, so there's no Yavya, so Barayas Kupe, even though the reason is of Barayas, without the Maise, but there should be no Din of Yod Yavya. Why does the Rambam say that even the Naram Rosso is Mechuyeves to give up the Maise? So, Han says, since from the Memorial of the Mechuyeves, we see that the Pshat in my Chosis is not that since it's Kuleis, so it's so Pekach Nefesh is not the Echeris of Itzich. But the Pshati, since the Eshkulei, so there is a Stira, he has to be a Sheval Taise, not that the Yisar Itzich is not Itzich. So then we cannot learn out the Arayis too, that where there is no Maise, so Yisar Itzich is there, so Pekach Nefesh is there. If we had assumed that the Pshati Maichosis is since the Nefoshes are Shkulets, so Mele, Pikoach Nefesh is not the Eche di Yisar Tziche, when there is a Maise, but Pikoach Nefesh is the Eche di Yisar Tziche, when the person who does the Yisar Tziche is passive, so then we should learn out, now Moros also the same way. But since by the Tziche it's not in Din, that Pikoach Nefesh is not the Eche di Yisar Tziche, when he's active, but it is Deiche when he's passive. The reason is why when he's passive, so he doesn't have to be Mesonefesh himself, because by Tziche it's a meaning of the stira between Rubin's Pidach Nefesh and Shmuel Pidach Nefesh. So maybe he has to be Shalal Taise, so he's Shalal Taise. So he has no Shaykhah Stara. That's what the Prime says. It's very strange, Now, years ago, I mentioned something to my father, and I had the impression that my father approved of what I said. But he didn't say it in so many words, but he smiled and didn't say anything to me. So, my impression was that he agreed with what I said. So, I said, in regard to the first Kashi by Chaim, how the stasis mentioned in Raya from Ritzeach by Tinek, Ligabi Naram Rosso, that just as by Ritzeach, so, if the Anos will tell the Israel, I'll pick you up and I'll throw you on the Tinek, And if you resist, I'll kill you. So it's not mechuyev to resist, because we can say the maichozis in the other direction. Who says that the tinnik's life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is just as precious, just as important as the tinnik's life. So Mirva and Naram Rosh are the same way, where the Naram Rosh, where the woman doesn't do it, I say so, it's Yadaval Yorek, Tadaval Torek. So, I'm asked, but by the Tziche, when Damos wants to pick up the Jew and throw on the Tinnik, so then he's only, the Yisrael is only stone, he doesn't go in the Tziche. But by Naram Rosso, the woman is, does the Maisavere of Arayas just like the man. So how can we make an analogy? So Chaim says, the Pshat and Tesis is, Tesis didn't think of a case where there is an Issa Ritziche and without the Maise. So Tesis mentioned that. But Tesis means something else. So I said that perhaps Tesis means manage that case. But the Kashabar Chaim is, but he's only stone. True, he's only stone. If Reuven will pick up Shimon and they'll throw him upon Levi and kill Levi, so who will be hired, Mrs. Besen? Let's say, where Shimon was in a position to resist and not let himself be used as a stone upon Levi. But he didn't. He didn't. He decided he'll mind his own business. Reuven wants to pick him up and throw him upon Levi. Oh, I didn't do it at all. I didn't do anything. I'm just a stone. So who will be hired, Mrs. Besen? Who? Shimon or Reuven? Of course Reuven. Because there's no doubt. Shimon is only stone. But the Rambam says, I didn't think that I might need the Rambam also. Basement of the Tsarish Mosnevish. Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. He says, Kolahelik Habele Biode, Tigin Chiko, Bisayev, Oi Beven and Miso, Oi Shachonke Achemeis, Oi Sophie Beish, Hoyu Behogin Komokim Hupe Atsme, Haris Nervibes. So if somebody kills another person, you die. Is chayv is the best. Avo asicher hiri laharek is chaverek. Oy shishalach avoda v'ogu. But suppose who doesn't kill himself, but he engages gangsters to kill him. Oy shikopsi v'michol ifnei avi v'chayitzbei v'ogosu chayo v'chinahir is atzmei kolechot meilu shik adonimo. Somebody commits suicide is also a tzeh. V'yodin avige v'yodin V'chayev misa l'shamayim ve'im v'hem misa l'best. But if somebody kills a human being al v'kromek, he incites it, he made dog against the person, or he engages gangsters to kill him, whatever, he's geirim. Harid es chaveray. So then, misa l'best is potter, but he's chayev misa l'shamayim. How do we know that it's chayev misa l'shamayim? This is the parsha meach. Menayim shachinu adin, shenemach, shefer bam odom vodom domi nishof. Zahirik bi'atzmi shaloi al di shliach. is don't come like sich and every ish. So, Zeyre Katzni, mi yadko chayo et rishenu za amisa chavir lit mi chayo litofi. Mi yad odom, mi yad nishochi petri ishes nefesh odom, ze hasich ha'achir la'ad es chavir. The Rambam doesn't make his own droshes, but that droshe is mentioned in the Shrad HaNeach. Und die Peiru schnema beflochten, lo shein trishe harei dino mosso la shomai. Bicholilu ha'aratzchonim gechalitze ben, shein mchiyod nisaz bezbi, im Rotze Melech Yisroel Horgon mit der Malchus, mit der Konis Eilom, ho eschus biodei, dich im Rol Beznu Hergon bei Rasho, im Mois Rasho zricho lekach, jish lem Rishus, im Mashiiru, den Harei Shal Horgon am Melech, wo Rasho zricho lekach, nechad et Hadova, Harei Beznu Chayom Nikomo, ki Matis am Akorat, So what does the Rambam say? That even though Chinish is best, there is only when he's held you're dying without becoming out, but there is Tziach is, even if he doesn't have becoming. And there is, and every, so if he's a Tziach, he's a Valisirso. And he's Chayv Mishashamayim. Now, it's never possible that the din of Yorubal Yabeir is not based upon the Chayv Mishashamayim. And suppose an Anas tells a Jew, we don't want you to kill the Anas tells somebody, we don't want you to kill Shimon Yodan, but we want you to incite your dog against Shimon. We want you, I know you are friendly with a certain gangsters, with Mafia, so I want you to tell Mafia to kill Shimon. To kill Shimon. If not, we'll kill you. We won't wait for Mafia to kill you. We'll kill you, he said. And then, so of course, it's your beloved. Even though he's not forced to kill the Yadayim, he's only forced to tell Mafia to kill him. But it's come of the Sikh. Hashikha Achilim Lai is Chabir. So that's also the Sikh. There's no Chil Nisa, all right, but Yom Yadav is not based upon the Chil Nisa, upon the Isa of the Sikh. So mainly I said at that time, it was many, many years ago, it was probably 50 years ago, I said. So, Chaim Kashi, how does this nation arise? We got in Aram Rosso from Ritzicha, because just as by Ritzicha, where he doesn't do advice, let's say the Amos tells Rubei, I'll pick you up and I'll throw you up on the tent. If not, if you resist, I'll kill you. So he doesn't have to resist, because we can say my horse is in the opposite direction. Who says that the Tinnik's life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is as precious as the Tinnik's life. Some male by Arias also, when the Isha doesn't do any nice, she doesn't have to give her life, but by Ritzeya, by Tinnik, so he's not a Ritzeya. The Amos is a Ritzeya. He's only doing an union of being Mnea himself, for Atzore, even if he hadn't been forced by Amos. He would only be there on the Samba of Amoyachon. Mashenkin here, so it's an Issa of Lysinov. The Nivellus is able to Lysinov just as the Baal. So how can you learn it out from Lysinov? So I said, but since Yorba Yaber applies even to Koma Fritzich, true, when Ruben, let's take a case where he's not first. But Ruben says, you want to be a good fellow? I want to assess the human. I'll pick you up, you are heavyweight, I'll pick you up, and I'll throw you on the tinnik, and then the tinnik will die instantaneously. You are heavyweight. So, and don't resist me. Be nice to him. Don't resist him. He doesn't have to lose his life by resisting. So, he doesn't resist. He'll only be evil as Andor Namoyacho. I said, no. Perhaps he'll be evil as Yitzchak too. But Rav Chaim asks, he's only stone, but he's a living stone. Not a stone, he's inanimate, but he's an intelligent stone. And he lets himself be used as a stone. So by letting himself be used as a stone, he's a gator. He will not be chayv Mrs. Besson, but he'll be chayv Mrs. Bishamai. If he'll let himself be used as a stone under ordinary circumstances, well, he doesn't have to lose his life. So he called me, told me, I mentioned with my father smiled and radiated from me. And then he said, he's not sure whether that will be coming, but he said, he's not sure. In other words, it's possible that he called me, told me. And then I mentioned something else. It's not that I am chachas. You know, there is a machlekes reshenim overcoming in Perik HaManiach. A machlekes, it's a machlekes between two persoys in Gemara and Maniach. So, the sugya of nisko kesheya teyana niya, that's one of the things. So it's a question of tugya, so it's a very complicated thing. Suppose someone puts a stone in the Rishu's house, and then a person comes and trips over the stone and gets hurt. So the one who put the stone in the Rishu's house, so he's hired. Why? Because of Be'er. Shev li'odom. So that's only liktole. But if it's lichvole, so there is a chivol there. Now the question is, suppose instead of depositing a stone in the Rishu's house, he just prostrates himself in the Rishu's house, and then a person walks and he trips over it, and then he gets hurt. He loses a foot, you know. He gets injured, and he loses a foot as a result of tripping over the person. So he's high. How is he high? On the score of Be'er. In other words, he made himself into the Be'er. Or on the score of Adam HaMazik, of Adam HaMazik. So, it's a machlek is a shame to the Rashi and the Rach. Whether it's on the basis of Be'er or it's on the basis of Adam HaMazik. So there are many of the shame will say that when a person prostrates himself in the street and then another person trips, so he's hired not on the basis of Be'er, he's hired on the basis of Adam HaMazik, of Chayvah, even though he's only stone. The answer is all right, he's only stone. But he's a living stone, and he made himself into a stone over whom another person tripped, ultimately tripped. So that's another HaMazik. So of course, so melee, so since we, of course it's no right. So they are Baluli Gabinashlum, so it's not a sin aloha as we got the Sikh. So since according to many of the Shaman is high in Shalom Amazi, so certainly we could say that the comment is anyway, that is a very misericha from. And by comment it's also Yahweh Yahweh. So that's why this is mentioned. That's one. Then, in respect to Reb Chaim Yisrael, that he has the chkir, he raises the chkir, what's the pshat in my house? So there are two alternatives. One alternative is that since my house tells us that both souls are equal and precious, so melee pekach nefesh is not even Yisrael Tzicha. In a case where the Yisrael Tzicha is done in a negative way, but it is the Yisrael Tzicha when it's done in a passive way. Or the pshat is that since both souls are equally precious, so he's faced with a dilemma, with a stira between the stira between two equally precious lives. So mele, he has to be Shavuot Isaac, in the same way as when the case where one took a shvuah to eat a chachikas ayis chilek on the vele, and he cannot find the heta by bezin echochem because it was then rasadim and so on. So then, what will be the psak? Even though the yiser of shvuah sheker is much more chomer than the yiser of chachishio. But since Chotishio, the Yisakal, is become Basay, and the Yisakal Shua Sheker, the Chois Homo, is the Sheval Taisi, has to be, when one is faced with a dilemma between the Stirek of two Yisurim, so he has to be many Sheval Taisi. So when he's faced with the dilemma of two conflicting souls that are equally precious, he has to be passive. So he mentions a riot from the Gemara of Ben Pture in Zeneshech, that it's not that since both souls are equally precious, some melee pikach nefesh is not deicha deisar tiche in a negative way. But since both souls are equally precious, So he has to be passive, to be Shalat Isaac, because the Torah says that even regard to Hatzoleh, so he has to be Mesner himself. And Rav Akiva would agree with Ben Torah, except that Rav Akiva has a posik of the Chiyachich Rimoch, but without the posik of the Chiyachich Rimoch, so he would say like Ben Torah, even though there is no Yisrael Tzicha there altogether. Just that's all it. So I said, and I think that I'm right, I mean that it's no riot from the Gemara of Ben Pturei. Because, what does Ben Pturei say? Would Ben Pturei say such a thing? Suppose somebody is drowning in the ocean, and then another person says he can save him. But if he saves him, he'll be drowned, but he can save him. But he'll become drowned. Would the Torah say he has to throw himself into the ocean and save the other person and be drowned? That is not. Here the Torah says, the one who uses the bottle of water to satisfy his thirst, he is not even Yisrael Tzicha, even if his life hadn't been in danger. He'll be only there, but Lesamur Dam Reacho can be violated in two ways. If you see that another fellow is the Be'a Be'am, and you can say to him, you know how to swim, and you can save him, but you stand in the same place and you don't bother to save him. So you are in there on the Sunday on the Acho, Bishabaltais. But suppose some gangsters are trying to kill a certain person, and then that person is running away from the gangsters, and the door of your house is open, and you see that person is trying to run into your house and escape from the gangsters. But you see that he's trying to get into your house, you shut it off. Such a thing happened already, many times. Of course, he cannot be prosecuted according to the law. He will be a law-abiding citizen. So he didn't try to save him. After all, he didn't enter into a contract to save him. So, and you close the door, thereby preventing the near death from saving his life by running into your house. You're not even serious. But what is already there with Samuel Amriachon? But it will not be the same with Samuel Amriachon as when one stands on the shore of the sea and he's able to throw himself into the sea and save him. There is even Samuel Amriachon b'shevat ha'isa. But in this case, he is either with Samdol and Rachob in Masei. In other words, because you can be either with Samdol and Rachob, you couldn't Masei also. In other words, if you do a Masei, whereby you prevent another person from saving yourself. In other words, if you don't throw yourself into the ocean, and swim and get the person, save the person, then you are able to shavu taisel samdam rachov. But if you close the door, thereby preventing the victim, the near death, from saving his life by running into your house, then it's more serious. Then you are able to samdam rachov kumbasim. Because if the samdam rachov implies an obligation to do an act to save him, so it certainly implies himself to do an act whereby you prevent his own atzol. Some mele, according to the Mitture, Chaim says that Rabbi Akiva would also agree with the Mitture, except that he has a special poshe. But without any poshe, so then Rabbi Akiva would agree with the Mitture that Mutter Shish to Shneem, Vardir Echad Mishosh Chavere. But if you look up the Safro, the Tiraskian, and Parsha Bahar, and the Posik of the Chayach Vicholimoch, so you'll see that the Safro says, Mikan Dorash Mitture, that Shnaim Shalom Halchim Bederach, Ubiyadach of Mem Kitten Shalmayim, so Mutter Shish to Shneem, Vardir Echad Mishosh Chavere. So, since the Torah says v'chayochi cholimoch, so mudef shish to shneim v'adirechem to shchaver. So the Torah doesn't say it in Saraswari, mudef shish to shneim. If the Torah hadn't said v'chayochi cholimoch, then he wouldn't say yod v'yad on that. But since the Torah says v'chayochi cholimoch, so imoch means, so he has to live with you. So mutter shish to shneim, weil ihr rechen für euch verlieren. Whereas Rabbi Akiva darshins from the Chayach HaKimoch the other way. Chayach HaKim. And the Mitture darshins on the contrary. The Chayach HaKimoch that mutter shish to shneim, weil ihr rechen für euch verlieren. Of course we pass to like Rabbi Akiva, not like the Mitture. But without the posik of the Chayach HaKimoch, the Mitture would also be made that he's not mechuyev in his nefesh himself. And even after the droshe of Echeo HaChilimoch, of Mutev Shlish Tishneim Val Gireachem Zosho Chaveirei, so it's not when the Torah says that one is mechuyev in his nefesh himself in order to save somebody else from drowning. Because Tisholem, why should he say that? Because after all, here we say the concept of my choses in the opposite direction. Who says that the life of the Tibia Bayam is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is just as precious as the life of the person who is Tibia Bayam, so why should I lose my life in order to save his life? But in the case of Hoyom Halkin Bederach, Yadechot Menchim Shalim, so it's not only that the person who drinks the bottle of wine completely, so he's a Sheval Taise. Bikum Vasei, he prevents the other fellow from saving his life, because if he wouldn't drink it, then the other fellow would be able to drink it. So it's like closing the door of your house. So he's either Lissamid Adam Reacho, Bikum Vasei. So, without the Droshe of Echeyachi Chonimor, the Mitture would say, no, in regard to Lissamid Adam Reacho, there is no din of Yoy Moyaveh, only in regard to Ritzichet, to Ritzirzot. But here it's not a question of being either the Yisar of Ritzirzot, we come to say. It's a question of being either the Yisar of Lissamid Adam Reacho, we come to say. So there's no Yoyaveh. But because of the Droshe of the Chayach HaChimor, the way the Mitture darshins it, so there is a chiyuv of Yoy Moyaveh in regard to Lissamud Adam Reacha Bikum Vasei. But and Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Pshat in Chayach HaChimor on the contrary is Chayach HaKeimim. So there is no din of Yoy Moyaveh in regard to Lissamud Adam Reacha, even when the Lissamud Adam Reacha is Bikum Vasei. But not that the Torah holds that in regard to Atzolim, so there is an Indian, even Bishaval Taisa, the Indian of Yahweh Yahweh. But here, it involves an Israel of the Samtal Dan Reacho, the Kumbase. My father didn't say anything against it. And my impression was that they approved of what I said. But I'm not sure. But that was my impression. That was over 50 years ago, so I mean, but I remember it very vividly. I remember that more vividly than the things that happened yesterday. I mean, that's the truth. just the Yankee, you know, makes a very important impression. So that I remember very well. All right. Anyway, that's enough for today. So I don't think that tomorrow we'll start the subject of the Yefshab Linha. Do okay.
Shir Lamed Vav and Sachim Velo Shishiva Ches Adar Aleph Hitoshim Mem Vav, February 17th, 1986,
on Monday. I want to go over the whole Ram in Sachim on the Rif. More as in heaven, and I'll resolve with you. Just wait for over inside. All right. Rechim Mishrapim. Bimokim Sakon. Dechsi dechai behem beloi shiomel behem. חוץ מעצי אשר פיר שביטי ספס במהירה כגן שניוכי לאירופי ביצחי ואפילו מימיני כגן על דשי דימו דבר אחר משום דורסה למיטה בוסר הבריזור דום ידע אמרינום בפרק עם המידין גם בבן דומה שנוש חינוכוש ובו יקו תשפס החנדה לרפי סי ולא הניח רבי שמואל משום דשענה מינס דימשך. So according to Tosfos, when do we say מסחפים בתשאו, only in a case where the Ibikachovim identify the Rifuye with the Abrizor. Let's say like some of the Christian scientists today. Some of them are real doctors and they are very knowledgeable in medicine. But at the same time, they'll couple it with a true statement, you know. So that gives the impression to stupid people, I mean, that it is the Christian science that affects the healing, not the medicine. So in such a case, is mechuyev to be misanabish himself. But lo chashkashkechon osom, terebavuye romeli yaket minoye samed isaket. ולפיכך צריכנו לימר דיבן דומה הו יורצי יעקב תשפר סחניה לרפי סי בשם הבריזור יוחם מוחר בירושלמי בפרק שמין לשחוץ אבל ניסמי עם שורת but let's say the mean he wants to heal through real medicine but he's an air abizor so then he's allowed to be mishapi from him. V'chai gaben am misuk mehoche, v'chi amrinon di mishapi ma'atze ashero, hayin di oma, lo ishi lo nachi omei si amin lo yilehem, al ashero bilbat, v'chai gaben osa limite bosar abrizor, ulimshuche basro. That stays the shit. It's not the Ram Sonjiti. The Ram is just mentioning Tejiti. And Rashi Shite we saw is also like that. Because Rashi said in Mishap Matisheo, because Dilma Moidel Abizra. Not that Abizrai. Avo Bishviru Shalme Ferikin Ma'amidin Limashmo. The Hosom Amrinum Behedye Shalifuromgule Hobi Olin Stam. Vehebile Matze Ashero. יומוס פאו נשרפה בן ושמע מנו דיטאי מלאב משום דושה למשוכה בעשרו אלו משום שאיבר עליו ולידו בגיעות חום יונו מן אחיר ואף רגב לסר עליו בעדיזורי בודצנת עדיזורי ממש so he's לב באזורי הוא ממש כאביזורי. ואחר אבר לסי על הלב באביזורי הוא ממש כאביזורי. וכו ללב דלאו, אמרינו יורי ויאב, אם דו יצנת אביזורי יצאו, there's the same thing that it's your God. In other words, the halacha of Abizrael and the Ramban agrees in the Chidim. And from the Lashon of the Balamoyer in Sanhedrin, it's not so explicit, it's also mashma that there is a halacha of Abizrael. So in other words, which Rishenim have the Shita of Abizrael, the Ran, the Ramban, the Balamoyer, and Rabbi Yehi. And Rabbi Yehi. Alright. V'chein l'rabor ha'name d'am v'chutz me'a v'vizore v'gila ha'rayes u'shkechus domim v'chu v'lave v'gila ha'rayes amrinu yoi v'yavir. V'yoche mucha'r b'seif pirig me'zeo meire d'amrin nosom ma'ise bod mechot sh'nosom eino v'yisho achas v'helo b'libe itino v'yomru ho'reifi me'in le'itakone ad sh'tiboyle. אמרו חכמים יומוס ולא יתיבוילי. תמיד לפנות ארומו, so the חכמים said, יומוס ואל תמיד לפנות ארומו. תספר אם מאחיר להגדר, so the חכמים said, יומוס ואל תספר אם מאחיר להגדר. ובדבדי, and the run sheet is, that when the Gemara says, כדי שלא יזדס ישראל הפקר, כדי שלא יזדס ישראל פוצת ברייס, that's only explanatory of the mandoma that the tnuah is. So then we have to resort to a special takoni. But according to mandoma rishishish also, we don't have to resort to a special takoni. Not like the Chavisyoya says that even according to mandoma rishishish also, so we have to resort to a special takoni. Insofar as Tamil from Parumo and Tisaparim Achir Ager is coming, because that's not a rayas. But why does Gemara say Dishleimeli Mandoma Ishishi so iso Shapia? El Mandoma Pnuo iso Michael Hai, but even Ishishi so iso, why Shapia? Shapia Tiboyle, Yomus Val Tiboyle, but why Shapia Tamil from Parumo, Tisaparim Achir Ager? So Chavisyoya says, Bishleim mandoma ishishi soiso so znus mamesh midraise yorgo yade. So maybe we can understand that the Chachomim wa machmir as is yog even in respect to Tamil lefanat avon as is yog for the reise. But mandoma pnuoiso so even tiboyele is yada val yorek. So why should the Chachomim make is yog Barayas, but even according to Mandoma Rishishi so, the Tamil from Yomus Val Tamil from Babumo, Yomus Val Tisapri Machira Geder, is it Rabboron? Kedeshali Ibn Yisroi Putus Barayas, but then the Makshin understood himself. So, but yes, according to Mandoma, Pnuoiso. So the Tarsin says, even according to Mandoma Pnuoiso, there is still a Takonis Chachomim Mishyob. Kidishal is Nazi soil put his barois, or because Kidishal is Nazi soil. But the Ram doesn't agree with that. So he says, Yomus, Valdisapna Chagera, Uvivada is a Bobby Melu, Enom, Yularayas Mamish, Elosheibe, Behem, a lovely, secretable, legal in Selbo, she will love the Yularayas. It's a big Kiddish. Now we saw. When he learned so the Siddha Simon Kupsavik Rov, the Machlekes, we went over the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ramban, in the Ramban, Ramban, according to the Ramban, so Kiel Bosso, Mechabek, Nashik, Achas, Narai, Sid, Meinido, because the love is mentioned, Dachkelika, Benido, the Lisho, Benidas, Tomoso, Loi Sikrav, Ligalis, Arboso, Leo, Benchaleo, so according to the Rambam, it's a love the rice and there is mouth because if someone is mechabek nashik liachas narayes ishishish or achas narayes derechivo derechtaivo, so then he is chayev malkes. And according to the Rambam, it's it rosh in the safro. According to the Rambam, so it's an asmachte. There is no malkes. Now the Ramban Mitzvah is two shenis. One lashon is the holy sabbath killing bosa by a riot. It's only in the Rabbanah. It's only in the Rabbanah. But it's only in the Rabbanah. And the other lashon is that it is a nisa de raise. But it's like hoti shir rosa nater. It's not, there is no malchus. There is no malchus. This one lashon in Ramban. Now, here, the Ran appears to agree with the Shittas Rambam, but he's Mesif on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisrei Bie that in the case of Mechabek and Menashe, there is Malkus, where there is physical contact. But Tamid Lefanav Arumo, when there is no physical contact, there is no Malkus. Here, the Ran says, "V'vaday shekvor meilu einam yilarayes mamesh elosheider behem alavdu lisikrivu litalei servo shulav b'yilarayes." Now, let's see the Lashon Rambam Hilchas Yisrei Bie. So when is the Malkus? If there is physical contact, Mechabek, Menashe, Derech Taiva, so then there is Malkus. Then Aloha Beis, he says, Hoei se dovor michuki seilu, harei u choshil arayis. Harei u choshil arayis. Because there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin. That the choshil arayis is postulated. So the Rambam explains choshil arayis, somebody who is mechabek nashik harayes derech taiva. V'yosor liodom likreit biyodov uviraglov oy liomeis deinov liachas naharayes oy misrikimo oy mehokil reish v'atilu loriach psonim sholeo oy lehabit biyofio oser umakim limishadim lidovoze makas maalas. So the Rambam says, here he says only Osa and Makas Malus, not Malkus. Likhis Yodov Raglov, Liomeis Beinov, Liachas Meharayas, that means winking with the Y, you know, in a vulgar way, without physical contact. So that's also Osa, but that is only Makas Malus. There is no Malkus. So apparently, from the Lashon Rambam it's mashma that the love of the Lisha Vinas Timoso, the Sikhat Ligalis Alposo, Ligalis Alposo, Leo Bechayeo, applies only to physical contact derech taiva, but not to another kind of the derech taiva that doesn't involve physical contact. And so, in other words, the Ram is chilik on the Rambam. The Ram says that even Tamil is one of Avumo. So, or even the Safarim Machira Ageda Derech Taiva. So there, it comes within the love of the secret. The Ram is chilik. But, you see, Umakin li mischadei li dovor ze makas maus. Now, והמסתכל אפילו בזבקתנו של מישהו ונסחבים לעני סיכון זרח טייבה כמי שמסתכל מות מטרת ואפילו לשמי הכלייו בו אלי ריסר עושה נאמרו את זה נסחבים לעני so it's עושה but that's only עושה but it passes a lotion tends to indicate that the love doesn't apply to an erotic association that does not involve physical contact. Only an erotic association that involves physical contact. Vadaran seems to hold that any erotic association, so it comes within the love of Lysikon. But let's see whether the Ram Shita is completely contrary to the Shita Rambam or not. Now let's see the Lashon Rambam is Ram Mitzvah. What did Ram say? Shin Gimel. What's it Ram Mitzvah? Mitzvah Shin and Gimel, that's Mitzvah Lezes and Shin and Gimel. Shizia me kori velachas ma'araya seilu. Vafilu beloi bie. Kigen chibu kun shike ve'adim elohem in atulis azoris. Du omre ba'azorem ze ishi shal kol shri apsore ve sikribu ligalis arvo ki lu yeimah ve sikribu shum kvekiru she yobi ligalis arvo. So he also mentions Kribukinishuk, that was physical contact. But then, you know, the Rambam, besides the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has a small Sefer HaMitzvahs. Before the Sefer HaMadot, the small Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now let's see about the Rambam. So there he mentions the same mitzvahs. The same mitzvahs. In a brief way. Big Sefer HaMitzvahs, he discusses the mitzvahs are saying the same say in detail, and in the small Sefer HaMitzvahs he discusses that briefly. So if you have the Sefer HaMadot, so Mi HaMitzvahs La Rambam, see Shinun Gimel. Shinun Gimel, you have a Rambam. It's important to have a Rambam. Shalom Likari Be'arayes בדבורים המביאים לגדיל הערבו, כגן חיבוק ונישוק ורמיזה ולקטיצה. Winking with the wife. So he mentions even an erotic association that does not involve a physical contact. Shenema, he doesn't mention the habit, his tacos, that he doesn't mention, but he mentions remise kvitze, that doesn't involve physical contact either. Shenema al kol shereb sore lo yisikribu ligali servo mipi ashmu elomdu shezu azore mikiru vamibio ligileo. So, is there a stira between the Rambam and the small Sefer HaMitzvahs? And the Rambam, on one hand, and the Rambam and big Sefer HaMitzvahs? And the other, in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Lechasi Soribie, he mentions only Chiluk Nishuk, physical contact, thereby. And here he mentions him Remise Ukvitze, and Rambam in the Lechasi Soribie, he mentions Remise Ukvitze, Osa, but no Malkes. And here it's Mashma, it comes with the same law. So there should be Malkes too. So what is the answer? The answer is very simple. I mentioned many times, and that's a klal gadol. You know, there are certain laws where the Pshutish on Mikro has referenced one thing. But the Chachomim did use Hadar Yisurim also. So then, Malkes there is only for that Yisur that is implicit in the Pshutish on Mikro. But the Yisra that is not implicit in the traditional Mikro that is deduced. So there is no malchus. Why not? Because it's a lafshe bechloris. What is a lafshe bechloris? Lafshe bechloris is a lav that implies many Yisur. So sometimes both Yisurim are of equal intensity, degree, magnitude. Both are implicit in the Pshutish HaMikro. So then, there is no malchus for either Isa. Sometimes one Isa is the weaker Isa, because that's implicitly the traditional call. And the other Isa is not the weaker Isa. It's only yours. For example, with Sash is the same song. At the end of Shaper, Nachum is not. So in other words, if you chop down a tree and it's machel, you really love the rice. The Rambam says there is malchus for it. But the Gemara says, Hamishada came the Hamose, that's it. So it's also about Baltashas. In other words, a person who just is wasting, you know, property, even his own property, wasteful, without a purpose. Without a purpose. So then he's Ila Baltashas. He's Ilea. He's Ila Baltashas. So the Rambam says, the Malchus there is. So the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, explains why isn't there Malchus for Ram Shabbashim and Moshe. So he says, Pashti Kho deals with its machel, with Ashkenaz and Seitzel. The Torah discusses a case where you wage war against the city, and then, so actually it doesn't apply to the Mokimotzeya, a city that is of siege, you know, I mean, any time. But it's macho. So, that's the Ikala. And then, but the Chachomim deduce a Nisea against any wasting of money without a purpose. So, that is Nichal Nisea, but it's not the Ikala Nisea. If it's not the Ikala Nisea, so vis-a-vis the other Nisea, the secondary Nisea, it's Elashi Bechol. Another example. Yikho Yudale, Posik, Mengimu. Al Tishakso es Nafshiseichem b'chol Asheres Asher. V'lo yisitamu behem v'nitmeisem bo. So according to Rashi and all the Rishen, takes this. I mean, Ramban, all the Rishen. We learned it in Psochem, you know, in Ptisei. So, it's a love against Shrotim in general. According to the Ramban, it's a love against Sheres HaMayim. Not Doktome. Doktome is a fish that has the tzura of the fish. The tzura of the fish, let's say a catfish. It's the tzura of the fish. But, it doesn't have snap of the cascades. It doesn't have fins and scales. But suppose a whale, it doesn't even have the tzura of the fish, a whale. It's a big animal. So then, but it lives in water. So then, it's Sheres HaMayim. According to the Ramban and Rashi in Tesis, Sheres HaMayim and Dr. Meis Hainaha. According to the Ramban, it's two separate things. So, where is the love against Sheres HaMayim? So we have a special posik against Sheretz Ores, against Sheretz Oei, but we don't have an explicit posik against Sheretz Amayim. So in Mele, that posik of Shaksis Nefesiachem has reference primarily to Sheretz Amayim. According to other Rishayim, it is reference to Shrotim in general. To Shrotim in general. So in Mele, that's what the Gemara says in Makis, that if somebody is echel v'yodayim misoavetz with dirty hands, or in a dirty plate, or his mashen kovo, anything disgusting, so he's echel about the shabbat. So the Rambam again is about mitzvah says, malkes, there is only for sharets, because pashtidiko, the icha alav, has reference to shrot, whether shrot in general or shrot samayim, that's another question. This is not our concern. But the Chachamim did use any disgusting thing, you know, that nafshi shel odom is the misayim.